And with this in mind, I'm going to hand it over to Jeff Taylor, my colleague, who's been leading up the environmental efforts on the project.
Thanks, Habib. Maybe you could advance the slide, the next slide.
Sure.
So just quickly, Habib has already mentioned this, but this is another view of the Monhegan test site as designated by the state. And it's there was a multi-year process that was run by the State Planning Office, and other state and federal agencies were involved, and a number of outreach sessions were held in a number of communities. There were three test sites ultimately identified by the state at Boone Island, Damariscove Island area, and Monhegan Island. You can see in the red area there, the area test site is south of Monhegan Island, and as Habib had said, it's about 12 to 13 miles from shore in state of Maine waters. Next slide, Habib. Thank you. And just quickly, so as Habib said, we've been collecting data at the test site area and surrounding areas for now almost 6 years, 5 years. We've been in consultations with a number of local, state, and federal agencies and officials, and we have conducted a number of, and you'll see in the next slide in a moment, pre-deployment studies, environmental studies, and we, through consultation with agencies and other resource people, have developed a list of the types of studies that people want us to conduct after deployment of the turbines and during operation, so that the data will be gathered and assessed and evaluated in terms of any potential environmental impacts on wildlife or other resources. So this is a slide that lists the general types of ecological, geotechnical, and cultural studies that have been completed or were planned. The slide is actually about a year old. So we have not, during the past year, been conducting studies because the funding that we had from the Department of Energy had us put on hold some of the study work, as well as we have not been doing any permitting work over the past year either. That will be reignited and going forward with the most recent grant. But you can see the wide range of assessments that we have been doing in terms of birds and bats, marine mammals, fish, both geophysical, electromagnetic fields, aesthetics, scenic impact, cultural and historic in terms of shipwrecks, things like that. So it's a very extensive suite of studies that have been done, and a number of, again, discussions with regulators in order to meet the standards of both the state and federal, and then wherever local impacts are, the requirements of the existing ordinances, regulations, and laws. Next slide, Habib. And this, again, just summarizes the categories. Once we deploy the two turbines, the types of environmental studies that would be undertaken, and ROV is the submersible. And as you can see, we've got categories for the marine mammals, fish and commercial fishing, birds and bats, noise and vibration, electromagnetic fields. So these are the types of studies that will be done and reported to the agencies and will be assessed by them on an ongoing basis throughout the deployment of the project. Next slide, Habib. And I think, Habib, this is back to you.